bringing this collective together so that we can begin to petition God with regards to these needs and concerns that we have. Pastor Richard, at this time.
Wow. Do you know something? God is in the house. God really is in the house. I came in and I began to get really excited. I said, you're here. You're here. And if God's here and you're here and I'm here, miracles are going to take place here. I just love that song, Pray for Rain. Because one of the things that, one of the first prophetic words that God gave me when I came to Small Heath 2 years ago, from down south, where they talk proper, was that vision that comes from Ezekiel, where Ezekiel is on the top of Mount Carmel and he's praying for Elijah. Elijah's on the top of Mount Carmel and he is praying for rain. And he bends down and he looks out. And he keeps on praying, and he doesn't see it coming. And then on the seventh time, he sends the servant, and the servant comes back and says, I see a hand, the fist, that there is a cloud the size of a man's hand. And I just see that beginning. I believe those early showers of that blessing are really going to formulate and are going to come as we share and we pray. You can have that little mini sermon for free. When we come and we gather together here to share, it will mainly be about worship and about prayer. It's not going to be about sermons, but we felt that it was good that you know how and where I believe that this meeting, this gathering of people was indeed birthed. And we gathered together, some of us, over at Small Heath Baptist Church, some of leaders, to begin to talk about the Good Friday March of Witness. We did it last year, and we said, we must do more. Yes, we're going to. Did we? No. So we said again this year, we're going to do much more together. We are, aren't we? Yes. Well, let's get together and pray. Because if we don't pray together, we'll get Easter out of the way, and then we'll sort out a date and we can gather together to pray. No, I said, let's set the date now. Because that was when God gave us the burden. We set the date. And I just felt God was pleased. That something, I just felt God was saying something of a magnitude that we could not believe had been birthed in that prayer meeting when we gathered together there. And this is just part of it, part of its fulfillment. When we gather together, as I've said, two of the key things that I believe is great worship. And so far, I tell you what, that was great worship. Thank you, team. Thank you. But you've seen nothing yet. There's even greater worship as well when we gather together for that. Because worship and prayer do go hand in hand. I was always taught, I was taught about intercession by a young lady called Suzette Hatting. I don't know if anybody has ever heard of that lady. She used to lead intercession for a little known man called Reinhard Bonnke many years ago. And she said, when you're looking at intercession and prayer, what you do is when you worship, you rise up with wings of eagles on worship. And then as you're up there, you're floating, you begin to see things as God sees them. Then you close your wings and you're down and you get in there and you pray and then you rise again with those wings of worship. So the vision we've heard already comes from Nehemiah 4, and I believe that was one of the key passages, Nehemiah 4, in particular, as we've heard, verse 9. I hope and pray that you know where to find those passages. I could read the whole passage again, but as I like to do to the people of Small Heath Baptist Church, your homework tonight before you go to bed is to read at least Nehemiah 4. Well, why don't you start at chapter 1 and then get through to chapter 4 before you go to bed? And I'll tell you what, if you can actually drop off to sleep, because I tell you, you begin to get excited at what God will do in our midst. And when God mentions that he wants to rebuild the walls, I'm also mindful that as I was thinking about tonight, that God said that those walls are made up of living stones. And that there are going to be people that are coming along that are broken, that need putting back together again, shaping, drawn back in. There are people that maybe you're saying, how I used to go with the throng up to the house of God to worship. God's saying, get back in there. We need you. There's going to be no one style that is going to dominate, no one congregation that's going to dominate. And I just simply say, vive la différence. We all bring something different together. And it's together that we are greater than the sum of our parts. We need to pray together. Because if we don't pray together, how are we going to get a common vision together to begin to act together? And there's got to be so much more than just walking down the Coventry Road on Good Friday, having a cup of tea and some hot cross buns, and then waving goodbye, saying, I'll see you next year. That would be a waste. And we have a fantastic resource here in this building tonight, and indeed across the congregations. And please, I do apologize again if not everybody was invited, but we start out with the invites. Many were invited, but few came. And some of those who came weren't specifically invited. Welcome! God will have in the house who he wants here tonight. Because as we pray together, we're going to begin to build not only our relationship together in God, but we're really going to begin to relate with one another and think, do you know what? Those people up at Cattell Road, they're all right, actually. Those people down at Jenkins Street, Coventry Road on the corner there, they're okay. They really are full of the Spirit too, you know. And we begin to break down myths that are there, and we begin to relate to one another as we worship together. But I want to see us build that up so that we can get involved in mission together. One of the things that I would just love to see us do, Small Heath Park. We are told by the local police that it is a centre of Class A drugs and prostitution. What are we doing, church? What? Not what are the police doing. What are the government doing? What are we doing? Maybe we can't do something individually in our own congregations, but collectively together we can begin to do mission and do something that is different, that is making a difference in the community. But if we don't gather together to pray together, those things will never happen, because it's the oil of the Holy Spirit that makes those cogs turn around so that we begin to mesh together and begin to work together. On their Eid festivals, the Muslims put 110,000 people on Small Heath Park. My first goal is, Lord, let's have praise in the park. My first goal is 500. We can make 500, can't we? And I don't want to limit God, but if we start off with 500... That is just the fist the size of man's hand. When churches and people from right across Birmingham come and gather, we just see what God will do. I don't want to limit what God can do here. I don't want to limit what God can do in me, in our own individual congregations, or here indeed, in this community. What else can we do together? We can share the resources that we have with each other. There are gifts that we have within Small Heath Baptist Church. There are gifts here at the Church of God of Prophecy, and also the New Testament Church of God, and Bethel, and the other fellowships and churches, congregations around here. Maybe when we're trying to do something together with our youth. You've got two or three youth. We've got two or three youth. You've got two or three youth. Hey, why don't we actually put something meaningful on together? Why don't we put on an evangelistic meeting together? Why don't we put on an alpha course together? Anyone ever heard of that small thing called alpha courses? You may have two or three. We may have two or three. Let's gather together and let's sort out where they actually go afterwards. We're here about building God's kingdom. When we pray, the Lord's Prayer was, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Here on earth, just as it is in heaven." And that is something that is mighty and is powerful, and God will be good for that. Things will indeed change as we go around. Initially, the vision is maybe three, maybe four meetings in the course of a year, specifically gathering together to pray. That doesn't mean to say that there's only going to be three or four meetings in the course of a year. But as we begin to put things on, as we begin to have more effective communication with each other, hopefully it will mean that if we put on a spectacular, it won't be at the same time as you put on something here, that we're not going to clash and, we can't make that. And we'll be aware, oh no, don't put it on that night, because that's something, you know, that where God is going to, we don't want to be divided. We want to be united in Christ, and we want to pray for the unity of the churches. Just also seeing with the vision that the meeting won't always be based here. Might be at Small Heath Baptist Church, might be at All Saints. When Connect Church get their big building sort of up and running, we'll be going down there as well. We can come up to Munt Street as well. We want to go around, because it is the body of Christ. Everybody that owns that prayer meeting, indeed, is part of that. Topics, we've heard a number of topics. Can I just throw in another topic? We have a small matter of elections next week. That's going to affect every single one of us. We can pray about that. We need good government. We need a government that are actually going to listen, and not only listen, but actually act. We've also mentioned as well, and Bishop Basil mentioned about spiritual warfare. And indeed, with the high praises of God in our mouths and that two-edged sword in our hand, we'll march right on into Canaan's land, and we're going to see a great victory won for the Lord here in Small Heath. Bless you, Lord. Let us pray. Father God, I want to thank you, Lord, that as I've just spoken for a few minutes, Lord, I want to thank you for the worship that has taken place already here. Father, that through the worship, you soften our hearts. Father, you prepare the ground for the seed, Lord. Father, would you do a new work in me tonight? Father, would you do a new work in each of us? Father, would you reestablish hope in Jesus' name? Father, for those hearts that need peace, I pray that peace begins to grow even now. Right now, in Jesus' name, I just see like a peace lily beginning to rise up from people. People that are full of anguish and upset and of anxiety. God says, be at peace in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for the unity of your Holy Spirit. Father, that as we pray for rain and the rain of God falls upon Small Heath, that, Father, the rain that is within us, those rivers of living water would flow from each of the congregations together into one great stream. In Jesus' name we pray. bless you. Thank you.